Amherst Historical Society joins us. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. Now, your Historical Society is relatively new, right?
Yes.
Were you one of the founding members of it?
No.
But obviously you saw that it was out there and you thought, I want to be a part of it. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I grew up in South Amherst, and I like the notion of preserving things. I like, for example, the concept of the people on the East Coast. They rarely tear things down. They usually restore them, and we seem to have an urgency to want to tear everything down.
Was there something that you saw that was torn down, or something where you thought, I really need to sort of protect that sort of thing, or what?
Yes. The school I graduated from, the middle school here that used to be the complete school, had the grade school and high school and middle school before it was...
So when you graduated from that school, it was all 12
in
grade?
1955, I graduated from South Amherst, and it was the whole school, you know, kindergarten through 12.
So did you go from kindergarten through 12? Were you...
No. I started out in at the ninth grade.
Okay. So your family moved in here, and then you...
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. My father remarried a woman who was my godmother and was my second mother for 65 years.
Okay.
And she was a descendant of our great-grandfather, Isaac Slack, who was also... his name is on the foundation up at the high school.
Okay. So there is deep history, though, within some... part of your family,
yes,
as well.
I have a very deep commitment and feeling for the village and everything in it.
Well, let's talk a little bit, maybe before we get to some sort of the history of that, what are some of the works that your society, Historical Society, is doing, and what are some of the other members' interests that they, you know, you have in the area, if you could
okay.
talk to them.
Yeah, well, like, for example, the functions and projects for the 2020, the coming year, we're going to have a society dance with food and music January the 25th at the South Amherst Middle School, the old gym. And we have a calendar that we sell. It's for it'll be finished in July of 2020. We're going to participate in the Memorial Day and Halloween parades. We have a car cruise-in scheduled tentatively for June the 6th. And we have historical meet and greet table at the alumni banquet. And we participate in the village-wide yard sale. We're also going to be involved in the restoration project for the Pioneer Cemetery in 2020. It's an ongoing project. And we're also involved with the Gold Star Mother Project to honor those deserving women with headstone plaques and memorial stones in the Evergreen Cemetery Memorial Garden, and we just support endeavors for all of the South Amherst Middle School preservation.
Jerry, right before we went on the air, you mentioned how back in the day when you were younger, you used to come in here back in the 1950s and hang out. What was it like back then? What did this place mean to the community?
Well, it was a very important thing. The Thompson family, of course, they had their dairy farm. But it was like very busy, just like it is this morning. But it was a lot of people, young people that came here, like high school kids, and it was our hangout after school. And so it has a lot of fond memories.
What did they sell here at that time? What were you hanging out doing, or what was going on here?
It wasn't exactly like this, but they sold their own dairy products, but they had like ice cream and, you know, different things like, I don't really recall if they sold hamburgers or things, but it was just a place to, you know, to sit on a bar stool like an ice cream place.
What can you tell us if we want to talk a little bit about the history of South Amherst? How, you know, we've got Amherst, the incorporated city, you have South Amherst here, and its original founding. Is it based around quarry, or what other industry was here? What was going on at that time?
Yeah, well, as you probably know, originally South Amherst was Amherst, and Amherst was I don't know what they were, but they weren't Amherst.
Okay.
So through some circumstances, which I can't recall now, since I'm my mind is not as sharp as it used to be. South Amherst ended up being South Amherst, and Amherst was Amherst. Of course, the quarries played an important part in the development of the village, and my cousin Jimmy Slack, he ventured over to where my great grandfather came from, and they were in a village in England where it was a quarry town, and the quarry, they were running out of stone, so a bunch of the people who originally migrated over here came over and started to work at the quarries. In fact, my grandfather, Sam Slack, he started working there when he was 12 years old as a water boy, and he worked till he was 70, and he was a derrick tender. And back in those days, of course, there was a lot of things going on. They cut stone and so forth.
When you look at this area, when you look at this community, what has the most impact on you in terms of change over that time?
You mean from the time that back when they came over, or from the time that since I've been here?
Since you've been here.
I guess the biggest change from my point of view was that when the people of South Amherst voted to be a part of the Fire and School District. Now, that might not be the same for everyone, but that, as far as I was concerned, it seemed to take kind of the steam out of the community. Like back in the 50s, people who were like, I remember the Nichols family, they were, the mother was like, she was a band mother and very supportive, and people were involved in the scouts and so forth. And so it just seemed like we had a much closer community and everyone was participating. And our educational system was very good. And we have like many people that are doctors and dentists. And so that's my take on it.
When you stopped in here this morning and I mentioned how Tim Alcorn is just, you know, from this area, you said it's from South. So is that the shorthand version of how people refer to themselves in the community, or how does
actually that's kind of a word that my friend Jan Russo and I, who I worked with at Nordson, we came upon that because we always used to have when we would play Firelands, we would designate our South Amherst as South, and I don't know what to say about that than that.
All right. I'm just curious about that as well. What other things have you learned over the time, or is the society learning about the history that may be sort of not the mainstream of what people know about the community? Maybe smaller stories or interesting things that might have come from here, or famous people, that sort of a thing.
Well, like, for example, the street Mayroy Drive, okay, that belonged to, actually it was built by my sister-in-law's father, Roy Condito, and they originally lived across the street from the Buckeye Hotel, and so they started that development, and the brick house that does, what's his name, Pig? What's your name? No. Pigatelli.
Okay.
Yeah. He lived there for, I don't know if he still does, but just some beautiful brick houses, and that's where they and that's why it was called Mayroy Drive, Mary and Roy Condito.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of names you see on streets as whatever that just are the names of the streets, but if you look back, you realize someone who originally just lived on that street, sort of developed that area. That's how they kind of come up with those different names.
I think another important thing to think about the community is that back in the day when the quarries were looking for employees, they couldn't find anybody. So we had a lot of migration from Kentucky, mostly West Virginia, mostly Kentucky, where the people migrated, and they lived in what I would call some pretty shabby houses that were up on Quarry Road that are no longer there. And of course, they also lived in a place called the Buckeye Hotel, which there's a smaller version of it right now. It's just a residence. But basically, they assimilated into the community to the point where, you know, you wouldn't even know that they were from, say, Kentucky or West Virginia or wherever they came. They're just, you know, they don't speak with an accent, and they've assimilated in the community as if they were part of the people that were a lot of the ethnic backgrounds that came here, the Italians, the Polish, and the Hungarians, and the Slovaks, etc.
It's interesting to see, and we know that throughout different parts of Lorain County, industry drives the population. If there's jobs to be had, people come for that. They live there, settle there, and that becomes their community, mm-hmm. and it kind of creates a different pattern or, you know, a fabric of people.
Right.
Throughout the entire county. If people are interested in the area who want to become part of maybe your South Amherst Historical Society or get involved with that, how do they go about doing that?
Well, it real easy. Our society meetings are on the third Wednesday of every month, and they're at the town hall. And so all they have to do is come in, and we'd be more than happy to have them be a part of our team.
Right. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning and sharing a little bit of the history as we get to know the area, as we spotlight South Amherst, our spotlight on Firelands, the area. And again, we're from Biggie's Main Street.